Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to this week's La Liga Lowdown bonus podcast. I'm Román Darquer in Barcelona and I'm actually located in the famous neighborhood of the Eixample. Famous why? Because of its grid pattern architecture and because it's actually used in Barça's polemic third kit, that salmon pinkish third kit which everyone has kind of criticized. And I'm joined today with Marco Chiesa, a Barcelona-based journalist. Hello Marco, thanks for being here.
Hello Román, I'm very happy to be here with you.
In front of me, I have the city's main sports newspapers, El Mundo Deportivo and Sport. They both talk about, of course, last night's game between Barça and Lyon, which ended in a 0-0 draw. Sport says something like, only the goal was missing, and El Mundo Deportivo, which is harder to translate, would be something like, abuse without reward. Because, of course, Barça had over 20 or around 25 chances to score. And one thing they both have in common is the photo of Luis Suarez, that same photo regretting a missed chance. So Marco, what was your take on this game? Do you think Barça's performance was good?
Well, I agree with Mundo Deportivo and with Sports. I think that Barça that we saw yesterday has improved a lot if we compare it with other matches we saw recently. We saw that Barça is focused on Champions League. Valverde made the good decision to put Sergio Berto instead of Arturo Vidal. And that gave us more control of the game. Also, we pressed with more intensity than in other matches this season. However, Román, Barça has to win against a team that is 20 points below PSG at the French League, against a team that didn't have his best players, as Fekir, for example. Mm-hmm. It's true that we created a lot of chances, but we have a real problem with score goals, with control the games, and also, obviously, as you said before, Suarez has to recover his best level, and also Busquets.
Of course, yeah, you're mentioning Suarez, and Mundo Deportivo and Sport actually have him in their photograph. It's true that Suarez seemed a bit maybe slow, he wasn't making the most of the chances, his passes weren't very accurate. What do you think is happening with Suarez right now?
I think that in the last month, Suarez is not in a good moment. Also, I don't like his attitude, and I think that if Barça wants to win titles this year, it's very important to recover Suarez. And finally, I would like to say that I was I'm not happy with the result of yesterday. It's true that we play better than in other matches, but it was very important to win the game in order to be more focused on the Copa and the Liga, because Madrid will be here in a few weeks. But one more time, Camp Nou will decide. So I trust in the possibilities of Barça playing at home.
So of course, playing in the Camp Nou, Barça should win this one, because Olympique de Lyon were defending really well at home. Do you think they can keep up this defensive level against Barça at the Camp Nou? Or will Suarez, Messi and all these guys finally find their goals?
I think that in the Camp Nou will be another story. I think that Barça improved their performance in Camp Nou, that Messi will have more spaces. So I'm absolutely convinced that Barça will be in the quarterfinals of Champions League.
And talking about Messi, do you think Messi is still a bit maybe injured, could we say, in some way? Because he isn't at his best level since that injury he had recently. He's been playing a bit below his usual level, right?
Yeah, I think that he's not at the 100%. Mm-hmm. And it's very important that Barça has the best Messi, because now it starts the most important part of the season. And this Barça, always, obviously, in the last 10 years, but especially this Barça, depends on Messi too much. So yeah. If we don't have the best Messi, it's impossible to win the Champions League.
And apart from yesterday's game against Olympique de Lyon, what do you think about Barca's performances during this whole season so far? They've been quite irregular, like some really good games, then some suddenly some really bad games. Why do you think this is happening, and how can the team improve?
Well, I'm happy with the results. We are alive in all the competitions.
That's true.
We are in the top one in La Liga, but not with how we play. We will see what happened also in La Copa. In La Liga, it's true that we have a lot of advantage, but also because we are playing against the worst Madrid in a lot of years. And I'm very worried about that Barça doesn't know what is his style. We depend a lot, as I said before, on our individualities. So when Messi and company are good, everything is easy. But when they are not good, appears a lot of problems. So the philosophy is useful when the things do not go well. We see last year against Roma. We have real problems to beat Roma. And why? Because in the worst moment of the match, Barça lose the control. Barça didn't know what they have to do, because we are losing the philosophy, we are losing the style, and this is the thing that's worrying me.
Don't you think that Barca fans maybe are just used to that really amazing football with Pep Guardiola, with Luis Enrique, which is very nice to watch, and now suddenly they're not playing so well? So maybe the fans just think that they always have to play at that same level as before. Do you think that's maybe the case?
Yeah, it's possible, but it's also true that we have the best football player of history. So in 2 years, at 2021, Messi will be 34 years old. And if we don't win the Champions this year or the following year, in 10 years, Barca just will win one Champions.
Yeah.
And this is a very big problem, because we are not taking profit to have the best football player in history.
What about the rotations? When Valverde decides to put on players from the bench, such as maybe Alenia, Vidal, Semedo before, but now he's playing more, but all these second role players, it seems like the team doesn't play as well as they do with the main players. Why do you think this is happening?
Well, it's very important making rotations. The problem is that, as I said before, and I insist a lot in that fact, because this Barça depends on the individualities. Because it seems to me that there is not philosophy, a clear philosophy, a clear style. So when we don't have the best individualities in the starting 11, we suffer, as against Sevilla, or against Levante in Copa del Rey, or the last weekend against Valladolid. But, however, it's very important to arrive at the month of March very well, so the best ones have to be reserves. Sometimes they need to rest.
Yeah, of course, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, also if players are on the bench a lot of times and they don't play many games, then it's also harder to get into the dynamic of the team. It's harder to play at the same level, and of course rotations are never easy. But moving on, a player who's been kind of rotating now lately, he's playing more, is Coutinho. I mean, Coutinho started off quite well at the team. He was playing good football. He looked like he could fit in really well in this team, and then suddenly after that injury he's come back and he seems much more timid. All the electricity he used to have has kind of disappeared. Why do you think this is?
Well, I'm gonna be very clear. Coutinho has born to play at Barca. I think that Dembélé not, for example. Mm-hmm. So he has to improve his abilities if he wants to have success at Barca. But Coutinho is one of the players with more talent in the world. So if he doesn't have success at Barca, it will be a failure of Coutinho, but attention, also a failure of Valverde.
Yeah.
And another problem is that Coutinho, for me, is not a left winger. That's
okay.
It is the position where he plays now.
Yeah.
And is not a real midfielder. He's an attacking midfielder. So in the Barca system, it's difficult to find for him a good position.
So you think maybe he should be playing in Messi's position?
It will be an example. I think that in Messi's position, Coutinho has the abilities to play very well, but it's impossible because in that position there is Messi, so it can be the reserve of Messi, but I think that we have paid a lot of money for Coutinho, so we have to expect that Coutinho will have success in the obviously 11 starting player of Barca.
Okay, and well, in contrast to Coutinho, there's another player which is kind of the opposite, which is Arthur. This guy has shined at Barca, probably one of the best things that's happened to the club this season. When he plays and when he doesn't play, there's a really big difference, I think. Like the style, the way Barca plays, the possession, the control, the pause, or when he has to speed up the game. This guy can like bring the tempo to the team. What do you think about Arthur as a Barca player?
Arthur is an example of a player that has born to play at Barca because of his style, because of his abilities. I think that he arrived too late. I think that Barca needed Arthur years ago. He replaces, for example, Thiago, that left Barca, and also replaces players like Xavi or Iniesta. But attention, because if we don't surround him in a good philosophy based in possession, he will suffer, because I think that this Barca is going to a different philosophy, okay, to play in a different way, mm-hmm, and Arthur is a player that need to play as Johan Cruyff teach Barca.
Yeah, and talking about philosophy, who would be quite the opposite of this philosophy would be maybe Kevin Prince-Boateng. It's strange that they signed Boateng, taking into account that they wanted a number 9 to take over Suarez in these important games, or not so important games in some cases. What do you make of this signing? Do you think he is the right kind of player for Barca, or is he just some very strange experiment they've done?
Well, this here there is an important thing to say. If you don't have money, you cannot expect to sign a great player. But however, I think that Boateng has experience, has quality, and we saw him at the Las Palmas 2 years ago playing very well. So he's capable of play well at Barca. But if you don't have money, obviously you cannot complain to sign Boateng. What I don't understand is how and why Barca allow Alcácer to leave the club. I think that Alcácer is the perfect reserve of Luis Suarez, and that now Alcácer will be an important player at Barca. Not in the starting 11, but Alcácer now would be the 12th player of Barca.
Yeah, it's true. Alcácer never really got his chances to play. Of course, he had minutes, but no consistency. And a player with no consistency is really hard to find his form and to find those goals he really needs. Well, that's our first part for this bonus podcast from La Liga Lowdown. And we'll be back shortly to talk about Ernesto Valverde and his renovation, as well as those two really juicy Clásicos which are coming up at the end of February and start of March. So stay put.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently: Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back to this bonus edition of the La Liga Lowdown podcast. I'm here in Barcelona with our special guest Marco Chiazza, and now we're going to start talking a bit about Valverde and his renovation. Culés here in Barcelona seem a bit divided with his renovation. What do you think? Are you happy he's renovated, or do you think the club should have went for another manager, for example?
I think that the majority of supporters of Barça wants that Valverde stay here for a long time, or 1 or 2 years more. I think that Valverde is a good coach, but he's not an excellent coach.
Okay.
And they think that it's a great transition until players that will be coaches, as a Xavi, for example, reach the first team. I prefer, for example, it's my personal opinion, coaches like Quique Setién, Sarri, Guardiola. It's impossible that Guardiola returns, but I think Guardiola is better. Even Tuchel from PSG, that represent better the Cruyff philosophy. I insist a lot in that fact. I'm sorry. But Valverde will not make history here, I think. But nobody can take away the merit of winning 3 Ligas in a row. His best feature, I think, that is the regularity. And that's precisely why the league, La Liga, is his better competition. But I don't know if Valverde will win a Champions as a Barça coach.
Yeah, because it's true that Valverde is doing a decent job in terms of numbers. He's won lots of games. But then, of course, Barça fans always require this extra, the philosophy you were mentioning. The Barça fans want the philosophy. They want the pass. They want the nice, lovely football, the one-touch passing, all that kind of thing. Is kind of a part of being a culé, no?
Yeah, so remember Bobby Robson.
Yeah.
Excellent results, not an excellent football, not an excellent play, and the Barça supporters was not happy with Bobby Robson. Is a good example.
Exactly, yeah, that's the case. But with Valverde, it seems like they're never going to reach this style of play. I mean, he's been here for over a year, and it seems that there's no evolution. It's kind of like they're always making the same mistakes, you know, all the time. Suddenly there's a really good performance from Barca in the Champions League, they're playing really well, and then you think, okay, maybe now they're going to start playing as we want them. But then suddenly, against a smaller team like Valladolid or Athletic Bilbao, with all due respect to these teams, suddenly you just don't perform as well. Why is this? You know, can Valverde not find a solution to this?
But it's normal, because I think that Valverde is not interested in recover and in practice the Barca philosophy, because he knows that he will be here just 1 or 2 years more, because more years is impossible. So he wants to be effective, he wants to have results, good results, and he doesn't think in the future of the club, as for example Guardiola did. And Valverde thinks, okay, if I want to win tomorrow, what I have to do?
It's true that in the end results are the most important thing. They can cover up and patch up any wrongdoings and how badly or well we are playing. So in the end, this reminds me a bit of Bartomeu when he became president. He was really criticized before that, but then he won the titles, and I think those titles helped him actually win the presidency, and now he's there at the top of the club where he is before. And talking about Bartomeu, of course, he has to renew Jordi Alba sooner or later. I mean, his contract ends in 2020, and he's Messi's perfect partner in crime. Those two together are spectacular. And also, another thing to point out is that Jordi Alba turns 30 next month in March. So, I mean, what should happen here? Do we need to renew him quickly, or should we start finding a substitute?
Jordi Alba, I think that he's one of the best players in the world in his position. Today, I still don't understand how Luis Enrique could remove him from the first team. I don't understand it. He knows the possession football. He knows also how to run in transitions. He understands perfectly with Messi. He knows how to put balls in the space. He's Catalan, he has personality, he has leadership. So I think that Bartomeu, and he has told us at Cadena Cope, in the following weeks, we can celebrate the new deal of Jordi Alba for many years.
And another player who has his future in doubt is Rakitic, for example, because this could be his last season at the Camp Nou, because apparently when Bartomeu went personally to the Netherlands to sign Frenkie de Jong, which is Barca's super signing for next year, he promised him that a couple of midfield players would be leaving the club, so he wouldn't have so much competition at Barca, and Frenkie would probably be one of the starters. And they're saying that apparently Rakitic will be one of those two midfield players to leave. Do you think that would be a wise move?
It depends, I think, on the money that we have. If we are in a good moment regarding to the finances of the club, I think and I hope that Rakitic stays here. But if we receive a good transfer of Rakitic, of a lot of money,
yeah,
I think that it's a good moment to send Rakitic, especially because we will have De Jong, Arthur, Alenya, Riqui Puig, but otherwise we also have to say that he made a great World Cup championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's
so
a good player.
If stay here, I think that Rakitic will have good performance, but why not?
And before you mentioned that we have the future covered with players like Riqui Puig and Alenya, what do you think is the future of La Masia? I mean, Alenya is looking good. Riqui Puig is shining in Barca B. He's had already his stints in the first team and he's been playing really well from what I've seen. Although the feeling is that since Bartomeu took over, we have been prioritizing money over locally developed talent. So what do you think the future is for La Masia at Barca right now?
I think Masia is in the worst moment of a lot of years.
Yeah.
And there are two problems. The first of all is that obviously good players doesn't come out, but the players, the young players, now are seeing two things. First of all, that the young players have not opportunities in the first team.
Yeah.
So maybe it's better that they leave. And secondly, in Masia, they are teaching me some concepts of philosophy, of possession, that I see that in the first team they are not practicing. So there is a contradiction between the two things. So this is why Masia is in a bad moment. And also because Valverde knows that his time in Barca is limited. And he is, in the good sense of the word, selfish. And he does not think about the future. He wants the ones that today can give a better performance. And that's it.
Moving on to two really important games coming up, which is, of course, El Clásico, both of them at El Bernabéu. First, Barça are going to be playing Sevilla this weekend, and then, of course, Madrid twice in less than a week. I mean, that is a short period. Los Blancos were looking really good, to be honest, before that game against Girona. I mean, they were winning their games, they seemed like they're back to their best moment, and then suddenly Girona came to the Bernabéu and kind of brought them down to earth. So, who do you think are favorites for these Clásicos coming up? And can Barça take them both, or will it be Madrid triumphing?
I think that Barça has to focus on La Copa del Rey, because the Liga, if we win Sevilla this weekend, is for Barça. We have this 1-1 of the first match in La Copa del Rey, and it's a difficult result, but Barça needs to react. And Barça needs to give La Copa del Rey the importance that we always give it. We have 30 Copas del Rey. So I hope that Barça focuses on especially the Clásico of La Copa del Rey more than Clásico of La Liga.
Okay, that's interesting. Because it's true that a few weeks back, before the second game against Sevilla, after the first one where Sevilla beat Barça, a lot of media in Spain were saying that Barça had thrown away La Copa, that Barça weren't interested in La Copa, that they wanted the Champions League and La Liga. And then they proved them wrong with that spectacular game at the Camp Nou against Sevilla, where the Andalusians were thrashed. And now they've proved they wanted this. And of course, they're not going to want to lose against Madrid in the Bernabéu or in any competition. So do you think Valverde has to make some rotations against Sevilla to keep other important players fresh for La Copa game and maybe La Liga game, depending on what happens?
No, I think that
no rotations.
Against Sevilla, no rotations, maybe one or two players, but the most important players have to play against Sevilla, because I repeat that is a very important game. Sevilla is a very difficult team. So I hope that the performance of Barça against Sevilla will be perfect to sentence La Liga.
So you don't think that Messi maybe needs a rest? Because it's true, we've seen him, as I mentioned before in this podcast, that he's not at his best. Maybe he wouldn't it be good for him to rest against Sevilla and then come with everything against Madrid?
Yeah, but it makes no sense to talk about this because Messi will decide. If Messi is physically in a good way, he will play. Yesterday I saw Messi not at 100%,
yeah.
But Messi told this thing years ago, the best way to recover Messi is playing. It's also true that now he's 31 years old, but I think that Messi will play against Sevilla, and if we, in the second half, we have the match controlled, Messi can be substituted by another player, as Alenya, for example.
Okay, and quickly to sum up, what is your prediction for Barca at the end of the season? What titles do you think Barca are going to win?
I think that we are going to win La Liga, and La Copa, it will be very difficult. I think that it's difficult that we beat Madrid, especially with that result. And the Champions, I think that is very difficult to win it, especially if we played as yesterday. I don't see the team in a good moment. I see that we started the season with very big problems with the defenders, that now we have a very big problems with score goals, that Messi is not in the best moment, Suarez neither. I'm very worried about the level of Busquets, and they think that in Champions there are quite good teams, as Manchester City, as Juventus, as Liverpool, so it will be very difficult, but the Barça has an advantage. If Messi wants, if Messi is in a good moment, can change all the matches.
No doubt Messi is one of those crucial players who can decide games at any moment. Well, sadly, we've run out of time, but we hope you've enjoyed this bonus podcast from La Liga Lowdown. Remember, you can find us on Twitter to chat with us or just keep up to date with Spanish football. We are at La Liga Lowdown. And Marco, of course, he also has his Twitter account. Where can our users find you?
Yeah, they can find me at my Twitter, Marco Chiazza.
We'll make sure we tag you in our tweets so they can find you easily. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Román Darquer, and thank you for listening.
This was a Radio Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.